In Donegal today, and we started out earlier this morning in Buncrana, and we've come here now to Lifford, and we've been to the local national school, now to the community hospital. I'm getting a strong sense, and again revealing the two-tiered nature of the economic recovery. You can see in Buncrana this morning many businesses saying there's a need for rejuvenation and revitalisation in towns across rural Ireland and across the northwest, and that came across strongly. Issues to do with commercial rates, issues to do with broadband capability, and much more. And here, in terms of this community hospital, in great need of capital investment, but the government's capital plan has excluded it from any consideration. And Patrick Cook-Galler was anxious to bring me here today just to see the real sense of service that this hospital has provided to this area for quite a long, long time, with lots of support from local community groups. And as a political party, we want to go back to communities and support communities and what they're doing to provide for their people, and we'll be providing the kind of supports that are needed here into the future, and likewise in education in terms of rural schools. On a more general level, I just want to reiterate I think my deep concern in terms of the threat to the lives of journalists in the Irish Independent, resulting from the gangland crimes last week and the coverage of them. As I said last evening, any attack on journalists, any threat to journalists, is a threat to us all, because free media is fundamental to our democracy, and I think it underlines the need for absolute resolve to resource an Garda Síochána adequately, to resource our court system, to ensure that we can deal comprehensively and resolutely with these criminals, like we did before in Limerick and indeed elsewhere.
Well, on that very point, independent newspapers issued a statement last night saying that they've provided additional security for the two reporters whose lives have been put under threat. On the basis that the Gardaí know who issued the threats, should we expect arrests shortly?
Well, that's a matter for An Garda Síochána. I don't get involved in operational issues, but we would obviously hope and trust that the Gardaí have the necessary resources to apprehend those responsible for these threats, and indeed obviously for the appalling murders last week. But you know, I trust An Garda Síochána, I do believe, I've spoken to many Gardaí, and they've made it clear to me over the last while the need for greater strength on the ground and greater resources.
Are you satisfied that all the measures that were introduced following the killing of Ronica Guerin are adequate to deal with gangland crime?
Well, what is needed is consistency of focus and effort. I mean, the Criminal Assets Bureau has been an outstanding success. I remember John at the time bringing it in from the opposition benches, and I think the successive leaders of that have had an impact, but you need to keep at it. I mean, many of the criminals of that era have moved on or moved abroad and so on, and new generations emerge. So it has to be consistent focus, strong capacity in intelligence gathering. Certainly in latter years, we had to strengthen the role of the Special Criminal Court, and Dermot Ahern brought in legislation in 2009 to extend this remit to deal with criminal gangs. That was an important element in terms of dealing, along with other measures, the Limerick situation. But we always have to reevaluate what we're doing as a country and as a society in terms of threats of this kind. I mean, the heavy weaponry used, the utilisation of An Garda Síochána in many ways stepped it up a gear as well, in terms of representing a very significant threat to our state. And, you know, preservation of democracy is fundamental to me as a parliamentarian, we cannot spare any effort in dealing with these threats.
Michal, I know I questioned you in detail 2 days ago about Fianna Fáil and your position post-election. But again, we have commentators writing about it today. Noel Whelan, if I can quote him, "The only alternative to a Fianna Fáil Fine Gael coalition will be another day at the polls." Now, first of all, there's two premises there. The first one, a Fianna Fáil Fine Gael coalition.
Yeah, as I said, we're not going into government with Fine Gael. We're not going into government with Sinn Féin. The commentators will continue to commentate as if the election has been held. And I'm at pains to point out that the election hasn't been held. We cannot base the election on opinion polls. That's taking the basic right of people to act through the ballot box. I've pointed out the degree to which polls were so wrong in the United Kingdom, out by a tune of 6.5%,
and that dictated the opinion polls. This is based on expert opinion. Noel Whelan is respected. Sean O'Rourke, Professor Marsh, all these people are saying, look, you know, this the only realistic prospect here is an arrangement between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
All the 11 opinion polls in Britain. Very
I'm not talking about, but sorry,
these are experts. All the commentators in Britain said neck and neck. No discussion of the idea of a Tory majority, what the Tories would do with the British National Health Service or welfare. That's the problem. There was no proper debate in Britain because of all of this commentating on coalitions and so on. Look, I've been through many an election, and I've the greatest respect for the experts and the commentators. They've got it wrong in so many elections in the past as well, and in more recent ones as well. I respect people's right to commentate, of course, but I have to be focused. I'm leading a political party that is entitled to say to the Irish people there is a choice. There's a choice between a Fianna Fáil-led government that wants to bring fairness and decency to the heart of Irish life, vis-a-vis a Fine Gael-led government that wants to look after the wealthiest in our society. And the people deserve a choice. And throughout this campaign, we have given people that choice, and we will continue to give them that choice right to the end of this campaign.
And if it came to it, would Fianna Fáil put us to another election
you're going through the hypothetical situation where a party that's committed, as I said earlier in my earlier comments, to democracy, parliamentary democracy, and so on. We will. Our fundamental obligation to the people is to change the direction in which this society is going, to make it less divided, and to reduce the inequality that this government has sponsored in its 5 years.
Right. Micheál, you're less than a mile here from the north, where you expect Sinn Féin to share government with enemies, unionists. What's the difference between that and you sharing power with Sinn Féin this side of the border?
Absolutely not. I mean, the whole issue in Northern Ireland was there had to be community sharing of power because of the division since partition came in. The fact that it was a failed political entity, the fact that thousands of people were being killed over such a long period of time, it demanded a special set of circumstances which the Good Friday Agreement encapsulated, and which has necessitated, you know, a shared nature and power, which we support and which we were a significant catalyst in bringing about. In this republic, a different situation applies. A very different situation applies. And the manner in which Sinn Féin has conducted itself, in my view, on a number of issues in more recent times, has left an awful lot to be desired. I think their stance on the Special Criminal Court in more recent times is untenable, and there's no sense at all that I get that they have a genuine commitment to express confidence in our judiciary, in our judicial system. That has been reflected in Gerry Adams' comments in terms of wanting to abolish the Special Criminal Court and the Offences Against the State Act, which would be something that the criminals who were out and about last weekend would be very happy about.
Final question
Mar time evolver on made it all dainty, a winter in the height of shaw, a sock and tuck the hook sheet, bleeding the blend of the hospital shaw.